But would this be a good time to point out that I want my alternate version of this movie, Wilford Brimley, Witch Hunter?
Okay, say more.
I didn't know that was an option.
He's got diabetes. Mm. Hansel's got diabetes.
You know he can ride a horse.
Let's just cut out the middle.
You okay. know he can.
Picture that in Witch Hunter. Just Wilford Brimley on that horse. His shit's blowing up behind him. Just.
There are good movies and there are great movies. But that's not what we watch here because this is Shitty Cinema.
Oh, Hansel.
We are three film masochists who love to take on the worst movies we can find, centered around our monthly theme to answer one simple question. Would you watch it again? I'm Jay, and I'm joined by Dave.
Hello.
And Casey.
She can famka my Jensen, if you know what I mean.
Every week, one of us has to pick a movie based on that month's theme. What's this month's theme, Casey?
We're taking it back to those royalty-free folk tales this month. Movies about stories we've heard and different variations of over the years and probably are going to see something new this month. Last week, I brought Christmas Evil, and I'm sorry. It was just not good. I mean that. That's sincere. I'm sorry. I sat through it too, and I'm sorry. This week, Jay, you brought something a little newer, a little more famous people having.
Yeah.
What did you bring?
Man, I got really excited because Famke Jensen and Peter Stormare is an exciting combo. Jeremy Renner can be a lot of fun. And this is 2013's Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters.
Man, I just feel
like
Linkin
the
Park
resounding
should,
silence.
Right. I feel like it should be followed by Linkin Park every time you say it.
Every arrow that you shoot at me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, it's not that I like Jeremy Renner. I just tend to always like things that Jeremy Renner's in. He picks a lot of properties I'm interested in.
Do you like The Town with Ben Affleck?
Yes, I do. Again,
You're a piece of shit. Really?
Cut the last 15 minutes of that movie off and it's great.
Whose car are we taking?
This whole town
in
the rear view. Ugh. I'll fight for another day.
What podcast are you on? Are you surprised I have trash taste?
Jay, before we get ahead of ourselves, you need to give us an elevator pitch where you sell us on this movie in 10 seconds or less. And boy, am I excited to see how you try and fucking do that. Here's your setup. You've been getting into hiking a lot lately. You know, get some fresh air, stretch your legs, see the great outdoors.
It's nice out here, touching grass.
Yeah. And you went a little off the trail, and unfortunately, you are pretty goddamn lost at this point.
Classic me.
Yeah. No cellular service. You've got no idea what to do, but you just stumbled across an open meadow and there's this really quaint little like cottagecore house that is, you know, absolutely adorable. Other than the fact it's all made out of candy, apparently. Very weird.
That seems unsanitary. I bet there's ants everywhere.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm. So you've been lost for a really long time. So you're really hungry at this point. So just out of pure desperation, you break down and take a bite out of the mailbox.
No, I don't. No, I don't. Absolutely not.
There's earwigs in the mailbox.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Now, there's no witches here. This is actually an art installation, but unfortunately, the mailbox was milk chocolate, and you and dairy, not a good
mix. Oh, no. No.
So you've got about 10 seconds before this dairy hits your gut and sets off a chemical reaction no one's prepared for. In the time before that happens, sell us on this movie.
Can we just get a handful of good actors to phone in a dark and gritty retelling of the Grimm's folktale Hansel and Gretel as adult steampunk ritual-spoiling witch hunters?
8 seconds.
Do we have to?
I totally agree with everything except this being a dark and gritty like, the original story is much darker and grittier just as is.
Yeah, this just had bad lighting. Yeah,
it had the dark and gritty aesthetic.
Yeah. Right. This was just like, hey, what if Hansel and Gretel, but like, we made it seem like Korn was playing all the time.
Right. All right, Case. I appreciate... Case, I appreciate your goodwill in offering to drive me to the hospital immediately. The bad news for you is now you're stuck in the car for that even short ride. So in the 10 seconds before you're driving like Ace Ventura with your head out the window, sell us on this movie.
Insulin and Gretel domestic girlfriend their way to their hometown after killing 600 witches to shovel poor hot Famke Jensen's head off her shoulders.
7 seconds.
The true victim in this.
Okay.
Famke Jensen.
I don't know if the best part of that was you calling him insulin or if it was Yato leaning his head backwards to stare at you when you started delivering that line.
Yeah, I'm only going to refer to him as Hanselin from here on now.
Yeah, Hanselin. Hanselin, sorry. If we're going to figure out which is which, let's go over the movie that Shitty Cinema watched. The film opens with a fairly faithful retelling of the Brothers Grimm story. This time, the kids are brought to the woods by their father, get caught by the witch, kill her, and escape. Believing that their parents abandoned them, they grow up to Van Helsing hundreds of witches to become infamous adults.
One reason is the siblings learn they're immune to witch magic, for some reason, and that obviously helps them professionally as witch hunters.
Nepotism! Just saying.
She's not wrong!
I called the movie through the whole movie. Did. I was like, she's a witch.
It's the unequal distribution of witch magic.
Mm-hmm.
After being hired to investigate many child abductions in the town of Augsburg, the brother-sister slayers don't make friends when they stop a witch hunt because it's the bad kind of witch hunt.
Hansel stops them from executing Mina, the supposed witch, which makes them enemies of the town sheriff Behringer. When the siblings later capture a horned witch, they learn about a ritual during the upcoming blood moon to make the witches nearly invincible.
Do not gloss over the fact, who is the sheriff?
Peter Stormare.
Our favorite Satan.
With a fantastic mustache. The best Satan.
Hey, oh my God.
Come at me.
The Grand Witch Muriel attacks Augsburg in the night, lighting the town on fire, and goes mano-a-mano with Gretel. Muriel wants to capture Gretel because she's important to the ritual somehow, but she gets saved by a local youth and fan of the siblings named Ben.
And molester named Ben.
Yeah, he sexually assaults Gretel. That's fine. It's just fucking fine. Great. Wonderful.
He tries. She catches him immediately.
Hansel pursues the witches and gets lost in the woods. Fortunately, he's found by Mina, you know, that woman that he saved earlier, and she takes him to a pond of magical healing water she just happens to know about.
I don't think that's her first time taking a dude in the woods to go hump in the pond.
This is her version of breakout point. Also, am I the only one who screamed not in the water when they started hooking up?
Oh, God. You are going to get... You're worried about cuts on his face?
Right.
You are fucking in medieval pond water. She is taking her time cleaning him like a cat.
Oh, no.
She was using that washcloth, man.
I don't think I've ever heard you say that before, but I still feel like you should know I didn't want to hear it.
You can't fucking thought police me, Dave. I get a chance to at least say it once. Probably 3 to 5 times.
Gretel goes looking for Hansel, but instead runs into Sheriff Behringer and his men. They beat and almost sexually assault her before being killed by Edward, a troll.
Muriel needs her for the ritual, Dave. Hansel and Gretel find each other in their childhood home. Muriel shows up and explains the reason that the siblings are immune to magic is that their mom was a white witch, and she needs Gretel's heart because of white witchery.
The siblings also learn their parents didn't abandon them, but were killed due to Muriel's meddling. A fight breaks out, and Muriel wipes the floor with Hansel, stabbing his ass, then takes off with Gretel. Hansel wakes a bit later to find himself healed, and Mina confesses that she's actually a witch, just a white one. After a brief crisis about how not all witches are bad.
Hashtag not all witches.
Damn you, that's what I was gonna do. Hansel teams up with Mina and Ben to disrupt the ritual.
Mina blesses the weapons before they ride out. Hansa leaves Mina and Ben at the outskirts, riding into the ritual alone, where he is greeted by dozens, if not, I don't know, like 100 witches?
It looked like tens of witches.
Several score witches!
It's a fun one to work in. You don't get many times it's appropriate.
The final run-in between the siblings and Muriel happens at the candy house. Muriel kills Mina, and in revenge, the siblings take Muriel's head off with a goddamn shovel.
My compliments to whoever did the sound effects for this movie, because some of the shinks and bongs they chose really drove home the hits.
They hit.
In the end, they collect their reward and then adventure. In the end, they collect their reward and then adventure on with Ben in what looks like the coolest part of the movie, which I really wish they didn't just tell us this part and start the film here.
I said the exact same thing. I was like, it looks like they're setting up a sequel that we could have just skipped the first one and just give us the sequel.
Yeah, just start here. Start here.
I believe that was actually a reshoot specifically to set up sequels for the movie.
Yeah, they were
That's
really
what
feeling
that felt
a trilogy
like.
Out
yeah,
of this.
Yeah, they really thought they were going to get a trilogy out of this. And I read that they had done some reshoots to shoot in a post-credit scene. But there was no post-credit scene in the cut that I watched. So I
Same.
Think that might have been it, where they just showed them, you know, with Ben off shooting more witches and whatever, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I'm down for the awful Hansel and Gretel trilogy. It's just going to be terrible all the way through, but I would still watch it.
Yeah, this is fine. It's got a little bit of gore. Just don't look too much. I mean, like, when people get their heads crushed, it looks like
it's a
hot
kind of
jelly.
It's got a rising amount of gore, actually.
It's got a lot of gore. There's some, like, horror gore element in this film. There is a lot
They're
of gore.
They're not afraid to kill kids.
Yeah.
No.
The director actually said he was influenced by Quentin Tarantino, and throughout most of the movie, I was going, fucking how? Because I don't see it, but there are two ways in which I absolutely do. And it's people's heads pop like goddamn zits full of six gallons of fake blood.
Yeah.
And the other is that shotguns kick like a goddamn horse. If you get shot with a hot shot, if you get shot with a shotgun in this movie, you are getting thrown 50
Bye.
Feet.
Yeah.
You're yes. gone.
Yes. Okay, so let's talk about the gore for a minute. There's a scene where the troll Edward shows up when Gretel is being sexually assaulted, and it's a fucking great action scene in my opinion, because he comes out with a tree as a bat, smashes two guys, but then two of the kills are really gory. One of them, he takes the tree bat and smashes a dude's head in, and it pops like just like a fucking Tarantino film. And the other one is Peter Stormare's death, who's crawling on his back after almost sexually assaulting Gretel, and Edward just walks up and stomps his head into fucking goo. And that is a messy,
okay.
chunky scene.
Gretel is on the ground and he's kicking her fully clothed. If that's sexually assaulting to you...
No. He has his friends hold her down. He's like, hey, you can have some after I'm done
off.
If anything's left. And his pants are down when he's
Correct.
Crawling away from the troll. I see that scene didn't get me as much as the beginning of the movie after a group of hunters has a run-in with Famke Jensen and one makes it back and he comes into the pub to be like, there's witches in the woods, wait, I don't feel good, and throw up explodes into guts and worms.
He's been given a curse that makes
no
him
thanks.
Swallow slugs and bugs and any crawly things until
it's
he
pica.
Literally explodes.
It's disgusting. This movie will go through any lengths to take any now disease and retrofit it.
Yeah.
It's
pica.
It's weird because most of the movie feels like a borderline, like, not quite Disney Channel movie. It's not. It almost feels like it's one of those tween movies.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
But we say bad words.
Right, yeah.
We
say bad words, you know. And then, yeah, there's just randomly just extreme gore from a head getting exploded.
I was more focused on the fact that Jeremy Renner as a child had a few bites of a gingerbread house and it gave him permanent and debilitating diabetes. Whereas, like, it makes me think of the tweet saying that, like, one Cooler Ranch Dorito could kill a 1400s peasant. Obviously. A Baja Blast Mountain Dew would send him to the pits of hell.
Yeah. So I think the idea is that he gets type 1 diabetes from eating too much candy, and maybe there's some, like, time lapse we don't see. I don't know.
The period when they're captured by the Candy Witch, she specifically locks Jeremy Renner in a cage and forces him to keep eating more candy. And we don't know how long that period was, but it was long enough that she stuffed enough candy in him to give him type 1 diabetes, which is the one that you can't catch from diet.
I'm going to call bullshit, even if it was the one that you could catch, because, like, I would definitely have it. You all know that.
You see
me live on nothing but candy, alcohol, and fried foods for long periods.
So, okay. Casey, would you prefer the more realistic version then, where it's the exact same story, but Jeremy Renner's just in a fat suit for the whole thing?
Yes.
I want it to be like the fat dragon. Yes.
Still needs his old-timey insulin shots throughout, but that actually kind of checks out a bit more now.
Oh, my God. Okay. What was worse, the old-time insulin shot or the old-timey defibrillator that we used on the troll Edward?
Oh, because the insulin shot for me.
No. Fuck you. I lost my mind. Gretel goes down to save Edward after he's chucked off a cliff by Famke fucking hot-ass Jensen.
Mm-hmm.
And he's unconscious. She has, like, this tuning fork thing that she charges up and jams into his chest and shocks him. Not once, but twice. Now, let me ask you. How would she know that the heart is an electric organ?
I mean, she's not carrying around an old-timey defibrillator.
Right. It's not an old-timey defibrillator. They're using it as an old-timey taser, you motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, it's a stun gun.
They used it earlier.
Right. It's a stun gun. Sure.
Also, defibrillators don't restart stopped hearts, so...
Correct. Yeah. Right. I mean,
all the way down.
I'm really shocked that that's the hill you're going to die on. I feel like...
It is.
In media like this, the idea that a defibrillator is going to start someone's heart is just a medical trope that we get. And so they had this character that they wanted to give us this emotional pull, like, oh my God, he's gone. How is she going to deal with it? And then she brings him back using a known method, quote unquote known method. I thought it was an effective storytelling mechanism.
So I think my favorite witch death in this movie, I don't remember if she even died from it, but it was just so over the top. I loved it. Gretel has a crossbow that shoots an arrow on a rope, which she shoots a witch with to, like, lasso her, so that she can then throw her whole ass crossbow over a tree branch and use a special spike to stick it in the ground and then pull out her little Batman utility grapple out of it and, like, winch the fucking witch into the air.
Yeah.
It's the most convoluted ass way I have ever seen of doing this, and I loved it. I was cackling the whole time.
If you've got the tool, use it.
That was legit steampunk, man. That is winches and crossbows like that is perfect steampunk fucking plays.
They have this weird, like, anachronistic thing going on. I kept thinking of the Heath Ledger A Knight's Tale movie when I was watching this, because they're going for the same sort of, like, it's an old-time tale, but we're updating it with modern-day twists.
Okay, let's talk about that, because here's the other hill that I want to die on tonight.
Oh, no.
Goody.
First fucking thing in the movie. One of the first shots in the film is a street vendor putting milk out into cartons with missing kids' fucking pictures on it.
Sketches. Sketches. Missing kids' sketches.
Bitch.
Yes. On glass
milk bottles.
We
didn't do that until 1985.
Right.
1985.
It's such a great fucking loved it. Yes,
it's not.
Yes, it is.
I cracked up at that.
Yeah. No,
I'm sorry.
That got me.
2-1 here.
Right.
That one had me cracking up. The idea that they had some medieval artist spending hours per milk jug sketching children.
Well, they could have used the printing press by then.
Whatever. I just love the idea of it.
I hated it.
It's so fucking cheesy.
I hated it.
See, that was my
problem.
The
fucking disrespect. Nope.
My big problem with this film is that there's not enough camp. And that is the camp that I'm looking for.
I agree. There's not enough camp. They should have made this more like sploosh splash, one-liner, serious moment, sploosh splash, one-liner, serious moment.
Absolutely. Like
you have that fucking Canadian handsome man, Deadpool in it.
Ryan Reynolds.
Write it like you have Ryan Reynolds. And then just get Jeremy Renner, which is like RC Cola Ryan Reynolds.
Jeremy Renner, when you listen to this, please don't be too upset by our criticism.
Hey, you're a nice guy and a rockin' rye.
And you're welcome on the podcast. I love Rock and Rye.
It was weird that this Hansel and Gretel movie had so few references to like Grimm's fairy tales and the stuff of that and stuff of that ilk. Like, there's one line from Ben about like, "Oh, here's some porridge, not too hot, not too cold." And honestly, I cracked up at that. Like, give me more of that kind of shit. Have actual fun with your subject matter.
Yeah.
Rather than just like, oh, we're making a Hansel and Gretel movie, but we don't want it to be anything like Hansel and Gretel. We want it to be like New Age and dark. Then why are you doing it?
Right.
You want some rats running up a clock, Dave?
They're trying to be so fucking serious in this film a lot of times. And there's jokes, but it's still couched in this context of this dark, gritty story instead of being like, we're doing Hansel and Gretel as witch hunters.
Yeah, less I, Frankenstein.
Right.
More right. Abe Lincoln, vampire hunter.
At the start of the movie, when the unknown to us at this point, good witch Mina, is about to be burned, Hansel and Gretel show up and save her. And Gretel's giving a speech to all of the villagers about how they're here to save the day, blah, blah, blah. And it is one of the most generic movie good guy speeches you have ever heard. But throughout this, they keep cutting back to Jeremy Renner as Hansel standing behind her. And he is just holding his steampunk rifle and moving it way too often to where it looks like he's fucking Zoolander.
Yeah.
He does that a lot. He takes his gun off of people he should be pointing it at to sling it over his shoulder and look cool. Yes. I'm like, what are you? He is an active threat. What are you doing?
He's just voguing. Hansel, so hot right now. And I was
all the time.
I wanted so badly for that scene to end with a line from him of like, I never know what to do with my hands when you're doing the speech. And like, just acknowledge the silliness of this.
He was too high on his own supply because he had just been that guy, the Hawkeye guy with his little tight pants. And I'm like, you're not wearing anything revealing. Put your gun down and point it at someone dangerous.
Since you mentioned the milk bottles with the missing children on them, I just got to point out that they're apparently made out of like medieval borax glass, because Jeremy Renner picks one of those up and beats the shit out of a witch with them. And there's a really good bonk sound effect every time he hits her, and that thing never breaks.
No,
it's the original Pyrex glass. Doesn't matter. You can beat your kids and husband to death with this and still pass it down to your new family. Pyrex. Which witch was that? Was that the spiky-haired witch?
Yeah, that was the spiked witch.
Okay. That's the one he got drugged behind water skiing through the woods.
Oh my gosh, that's one of my favorite moments. Jeremy Renner as Hansel hooks onto this witch's broom and ends up like skiing behind her as she's going through the woods, jumps up between two trees, plants, and she goes fucking flying off of the broom and smashes into a tree. It is that was the campy, ridiculous action that I was looking for, and it did it perfectly.
The action was not good, but you could tell people were having fun with it, at least. Gemma Arterton, she cannot throw a punch to save her life. It is just literally sticking her arm straight out and swinging around until it connects or looks like it doesn't connect.
Oh, my God. Can we talk about Gretel for a bit?
Sure.
Because I'm so fucking angry about Gretel in this movie.
Go on.
She's... She's initially portrayed as a badass witch hunter equivalent to her brother. The entirety of Act 3, her only contribution to the plot is getting knocked out and put into peril.
Yes, yeah, it's just being fridged. And then when she's unfridged, she does so little ass-kicking. She kills a couple of witches, saves Hansel, and then goes off to have her Beauty and the Beast moment.
Right, realistically, the culmination of her arc is her, helping Edward, the troll.
Yeah, yeah. Which, they give Hansel a love interest, and they give Gretel a Beauty and the Beast interaction.
Well, both of them learned the lessons that not all monsters are bad. Some witches are good, some trolls are aight.
Well, I don't know, because Dave has his theory. If Dave's right, that trolls just listen to witches, they just particular witch.
I don't think at the end of the movie. So Edward the troll, at the end of the movie, is shown pulling a cart for Hansel and Gretel and Ben. And I think this is just them taking advantage of the fact that Gretel realized she's technically a witch. And she can make Edward do whatever she wants because all the other witches are dead or gone now. So, hey, free labor. Let's get him to
pull
the cart.
Right, but he's not, out eating kids and shit now. He's on a work release program with Gretel.
Follow-up question. Where do trolls get clothes? Because I don't feel like the witches care enough to make clothes for their troll slaves.
Yeah, because they're boringly evil. They're just...
Yeah, witches are just generic evil witches in this. They're just doing witch shit 24/7.
Yeah, you know what they reminded me of? John Carpenter's vampires.
Oh, I was thinking the witches.
Oh.
Roald Dahl's witches, yeah. I can get that too.
I mean, a little bit, but it was much more John Carpenter's vampires for me. These are just John Carpenter's witches. They're just doing bad shit times.
I wish John Carpenter was here.
Oh my God. Yes. 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 Okay, so let me tell you my fantasy for this Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters, because I really love this concept, but I want it as a serial, right? Look at this. I was watching this, and I was thinking about the shows from the 90s that I love, like Xena and Hercules, The Adventures Continue, and they had these really cheap sets, and they used the same fucking cheap sets in this, and about the same cheap effects, and the same cheap-ass props. I want a Hansel and Gretel, weekly monster, witch of the week.
Gretel's
right?
Big Naturals.
Right. Exactly. I want Supernatural, but I want a Hansel and Gretel killing witches. And I want Hansel as a himbo in this series. Okay? I'm very specific. I want him to be a himbo. And that's the story I want.
Are you keeping the original cast?
I don't care.
Pull a Stargate and just, okay, these people are new people now. Don't talk about it.
Correct. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've always looked like this. Don't ask.
Look at the end of this movie. That last bit where it's just them setting up and killing a witch goes well. This is an excellent monster of the week. Them hunting witches and having some kind of interesting, right? And then you could do the ritual as season-wide story arcs and stuff. It would work super well and it wouldn't be that expensive to make.
So, oh, no, absolutely. Roughly half of this movie is just the woods.
They're just
drive to any woods near you, and you are on the set of this film.
It kind of reminded me of Velocipaster. They're always shooting in the woods of Pennsylvania, so.
Yeah, yes.
It's
yes.
pretty generic.
And when they're not, they're on generic medieval sets that I assume Hollywood just has, tons set up you could just walk in and shoot on and then fucking walk away from.
I had to read IMDb trivia to find out that this movie had two Bond girls in it. Famke Janssen from GoldenEye, and apparently Gretel was a Bond girl in Quantum of Solace, which I'm sorry you were in the absolute worst Bond movie. That sucks for you.
Is that the worst Bond movie?
Honestly, I would put it up there. Yeah, it's new Bond and it sucks so goddamn much. The villain's plan is to get water rights over a nation in Africa and just charge more money. Yeah, it's a good plan, but you're a fucking Bond villain, man. You're supposed
not
to
Nestle.
Be blowing up the ice caps to sink the planet. Yeah, not
I
Nestle.
I haven't watched that movie. Wow.
Don't. It sucks.
That's... Wow.
I hate it. It sucks so fucking much. But Famke, GoldenEye, Xenia Onatopp?
Yes. I would gladly be murdered by her joking me out with her eyes or crushing my ribs. I don't care.
I don't care.
Whatever.
Okay.
Yes.
Quick question. You would let Famke Janssen crush you, but you would let her crush you with her thighs.
Absolutely. I would pay for that.
Would you let Famke Janssen unalive you?
Yeah.
Statement stands. Yeah.
Okay, because she forced a guy to shoot himself in the head using her, like, wand telekinesis. Yeah.
Another one of those, like, shockingly brutal scenes out of nowhere. When
evil. Yeah, like, here, let me, like, choke myself to death. Let me autoerotic asphyxiate with you, Famke. Just do your wand thing. I'll do the rest.
Or shoot your loved ones.
Yeah, the witches like to make you shoot your mom and shit. They'll just take over your body and point at shit and make you kill people you love, and it's kind of awesome and bad at the same time.
Yeah, so my question on that is it like telekinesis? Is it mechanical control or is it mind control?
I think it's mechanical.
Yeah, it's mechanical. It's telekinetic because we see when the one kid has to shoot his mom that he is not in control of his body and he's like panicking of the like, man, I don't want to do this. But
he's Mickey Mouse, in case you didn't pick that up.
Yeah. They make Mickey Mouse kill his own mother. But not only will they maybe make you shoot one of your loved ones or yourself, they'll say some stupid ass fucking Austin Powers one-liner while they do it about like, I think the room needs a little more color, and then you blow your head off to paint the ceiling with blood. Excuse me. Can you at least just be a generic evil witch and not give me the shitty one-liner, too?
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of like
the
shitty one-liner.
Don't practice your stand-up on me. Just let me kill myself in peace. We get it. You're in an improv class. Great. I don't care. Right. Don't ruin
Maybe
my death
Maybe steal our
with
children
it.
And kill me mercilessly now and work on your tight 10 later.
People also wait a long time to pull the trigger on the witches. Like,
oh, my God.
What's the rule?
Pull the piece. Immediately pull the trigger. Do not wait 20 minutes. Do not let them monologue. Do not pass go.
Well, we've been hunting around this all night, and I feel like it's finally time. Casey, I'm going to start with you. 2013's Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters. Would you watch it again?
I did not know quite what to expect with this film. I was thinking a little iRobot, hoping for some Abe Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Oh, man.
Unfortunately, did not get enough of the last one. Got a little too much I Frankenstein. But this movie had its charms. As we've mentioned, Famke Janssen, as always, the Coven of Witches. The Rainbow Coalition of Witches. We had a legless witch. We had Siamese twin witches that got their like
that was fun.
Connection shot in half. And so they were like a little more mobile, and like one would pass out and the awake one would flip over and start crawling. Like that was a cool fight scene. I did not like how dark everything was. I don't like how the further we got into the movie, the weaker Gretel got. I think I would watch this again. It is
That's
dumb
unexpected.
Enough. It's
Seriously.
Fun enough. The gore isn't too over the top. It's not like Psycho Goreman where I'm just like, oh my God, fucking enough. Like, yes, it's there, but also the baddies are just bad. It's a good popcorn flick, half stare at your phone and wait for the exciting noises to happen to look up. The steampunk diabetes does not do it for me, nor does the fake steampunk kids on milk cartons. It will piss you off and hopefully eventually set you free. But Dave, how about you? 2013's Hansel and Gretel, starring a 50-year-old Famke motherfucking Janssen. Would you watch it again?
I mean, I don't know why you include
the age because it doesn't matter.
No.
It doesn't matter.
It's irrelevant.
And then a 93-year-old Famke Janssen, absolutely. Just like Eartha Kitt, knocked the bottom out in 93.
Also, she has not aged in the last, like, 30 years.
No, she just doesn't.
I actually got to go the exact opposite way. The anachronistic children on milk bottles cracked me up.
So glad.
The terrible steampunk anachronisms of this movie were my favorite parts of it, and I really wish they had gone further. The Hugh Jackman Van Helsing movie, I think, did what this movie should have done, which was to just keep leaning further into it and actually be funny and have fun with it. This movie just makes me sad in the ideas that they had and then didn't commit to. I have been trying so hard to hold it in my mind long enough to get through this podcast, but it is just slipping away from me in every single moment. It's really, really generic. So while I feel like at some point I probably will end up watching it again just out of forgetting that it exists and it's a thing I have now consumed twice already, if I have a choice in the matter, no, I'm not going to watch Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters again. There just wasn't anything here that made me happy enough.
Bitch, you'll be back. You'll be back.
I mean, I drink and do a lot of drugs, so I will definitely forget and pull it up again at some point, probably. And I really wish that this movie had gotten the sequels they wanted to make, because I would have absolutely watched those at least once. They've got an idea here that's a lot of fun. Jay, what about you? From 2013, Hansel and Gretel : Witch Hunters, would you watch it again?
A lot of the things that you both have talked about, I think, would make great for, like, a series, right? So, like, the insulin gag, I think the one setup that they used to create tension with the insulin gag, it's a gag in this film, for sure. They give him insulin so they can at some point introduce a part where he needs his insulin and it's, you know, a tense scene. And I think that would work better in a series. And I kind of agree with Dave. Part of my beef with this issue with this film is that they don't lean enough into the camp, and there's so much of what there could be. Plus, I feel like they fuck up Peter Stormare's sheriff character by turning him into a sexual assaulter. We didn't need that at all. He was already a villain, and it would have better to have made him a bit more interesting. I had a lot of fun with this film, though. I had a lot more fun than I think I wanted to with some of the shoddy writing and some of the cheesiness of this film. But I struggle to want to come back and watch it for any particular reason. There's just, it's not a great Peter Stormare performance. It's not a great Famke Janssen performance. I'm not crazy about Jeremy Renner. He's fine. There's no like action scenes that really, really did it for me. There was fun stuff, but not enough camp. And if it was campier, I think I'd be in. But otherwise, no, I'm not going to watch it again. So that's it. One out of three of us is going
and
to
it's
watch
me.
Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters, and it's fucking Casey. I
fucking
lost it. Right. Tell us two things. One, if you're going to watch it again, and two, if you would have predicted that Casey, of all people, was going to watch
this
again.
Me.
I got to know. But Dave, you're going to set us up for next week. What are we going to be watching?
We're going to be watching a movie that I know I've watched before, and I know I vaguely enjoyed it at the time, but I can't tell you anything about it. Our theme this month is folk tales, so I'm going with what is technically a book, but it's a book that is, at this point, so widely known it may as well be a fucking folk tale. Jules Verne's Around the World in 80 Days, and we're going to be watching the Jackie Chan version of that, because if a Jackie Chan version exists, you watch the Jackie Chan one.
We'll watch it.
Respect.
I want to watch Jackie Chan's on Golden Pond. Follow us on Instagram at casey.cinema. Like us on Facebook, sh.ttycinema. Throw us a bone on Patreon, you know, to help fund our candy house renovation. Or peepshittycinema.com. Check the show notes for those links. And in the meantime, let's turn off the lights.
Candy.
Get out our retrofitted insulin shot.
Maybe I should stop eating this candy house.
And man up and eat the rest of that fucking candy house, Jay.
I have diarrhea.
Milk be damned.